Former President Trump under criminal investigation. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News, The Washington Post, and others report the Justice Department's probing his conduct around the Capitol riot and Trump attempts to overturn the election, which he still claims was stolen from him.
And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time, what a disgrace it was.
The former president told that to a conservative group in his first trip back to Washington since leaving office.
Never forget, everything this corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people.
Now to the investigation in President Biden's son Hunter's business dealings. Republicans claim whistleblowers have come forward saying the FBI is trying to undermine the case.
Ranking Senate Judiciary Committee member Chuck Grassley, who wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray about the whistleblower complaints, saying, quote, the allegations provided to his office appear to indicate that there was a scheme in place among certain FBI officials to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden by falsely suggesting it was disinformation.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The Federal Reserve could take action again today that'll cost us more getting loans or paying credit card debts.
The central bank is likely to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point as they did in June, or they could perhaps hike rates by a larger full percentage point in an effort to tackle hot inflation running at a four-decade high.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. A lot of Americans were watching and hoping last night.
Our first winning number tonight is 29. That's followed by 63. Up next, we have 66. Your next number is 7. And your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 60. Now for the Mega Ball number, that's 15.
Well, we were all disappointed. None of us had all those numbers. So Mega Millions turns into Mega Billion. The jackpot now slightly over $1 billion for Friday, the fourth largest U.S. lottery prize ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While the Justice Department further probes the former president over January 6th of last year, another of the Trump supporters who stormed into the Capitol punished.
Mark Ponder asked the judge for mercy, saying he wasn't thinking that day and got caught up in the chaos when he attacked police officers at the Capitol. The judge was unmoved and gave Ponder plenty of time to ponder what he did, sentencing him to 5 years and 3 months in prison. The 56-year-old attacked police officers with a pole before cops detained him. Officers released Ponder because they couldn't get a van to transport him and told him to leave the Capitol, but Ponder stuck around and joined a mob of rioters clashing with police. Ponder's sentence matches the longest prison term so far among hundreds of Capitol riot prosecutions. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Starting today in North Carolina, convicted felons on probation or parole or post-release supervision can register to vote and cast a ballot, even though the law that allows that is still being considered by the state Supreme Court. Here's someone who will never vote in Alabama.
Joe Nathan James Jr. was convicted and sentenced to die for stalking and eventually shooting his ex-girlfriend to death in 1994. He is scheduled to die by lethal injection tomorrow evening. James has filed numerous appeals, claiming, among other things, that execution would amount to double jeopardy since he's already served more than 20 years in prison for the crime. A federal appeals court has waived off those appeals and denied his request for a stay. His victim's two daughters and a brother are asking Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey to commute James' death sentence to life in prison with no chance for parole. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Fed's interest rate decision, stock futures are on the rise. The day after a sell-off, the Dow dropped 228 points. The Nasdaq lost about 220. The inflation the Fed's trying to fight is easing at the gas pump. The price down a 43rd day in a row, now 71 cents less than the record high. Still, $1.15 more than a year ago. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.